The Kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Fan Friday. Not loads to talk about Liverpool and Everton-wise, but we'll give our lads the chance to get it off their chest, whatever they want to touch on. So we'll catch up with Jay, first of all, in the red corner. Morning, Jay.
Morning, Steve.
Sepp, young Sepp Vandenberg. Young. He's going straight into the academy. Bayern Munich went for him at the last minute. 17 years old. Signs his contract on Monday. And is perhaps someone for the future. I can't really see we'll see much first team action for him this season.
No, probably not. But, you know, as you've seen with Klopp, if you're good enough, and it doesn't matter about your age, does it? Look at Trent Alexander-Arnold, being in two European Cup finals now, and he's only 20 years of age. So I think they'll monitor him for a couple of months and let's see if he's good enough to make the step up.
I suppose at Liverpool there is competition for places in that position anyway, so there is time to learn and develop.
Yeah, of course there is. I mean, I'd like another centre-half myself, like a proper one, because, you know, last season, OK, Joe and Matt have done very well, didn't he, when he came into the side from December onwards, but in the past he's proved to be a little bit injury-prone, and obviously with Joe Gomez got a fantastic future ahead, but he's 21 years of age, and he's suffered with a lot of injuries so far in his career too. And then you look at Dejan Lovren, I mean, we've always said that he's a little bit of a liability at times. He came on very well the season before last, playing alongside Virgil van Dijk. But last season, he didn't really get too many opportunities. And he's 30 years of age soon. And I'd like another centre-half, to be honest with you. But maybe we won't bother in this transfer window. And we'll still assess how things are going.
As soon as they'd won the European Cup, there was a lot of headlines about Dejan Lovren and perhaps a move to another big European club. That seems to have gone quiet. I wonder whether it was the agent at the time trying to plant something in people's minds.
I'm not sure, to be honest. I mean, as I said then, he's 30 soon, isn't he? So it's getting to the stage where I think Liverpool were talking about wanting, say, £25 million for him. But when you get to 30 years of age, it's unlikely that you're going to get that type of figure. And Liverpool only paid £20 million for him. And yeah, he's been a decent servant, but I do think we need a little bit better. And it would be nice if we did dip into the market for another centre-half, as I've just said. But I can't see Liverpool doing it. I think we probably are going to get another attacking option. But I don't think it's going to be a massive summer for Liverpool in terms of transfers.
No, I don't really think that we've properly seen Gomez and Van Dijk, though, have we? That needs to have a full season with, look, fingers crossed, without any injuries or a consistent set of appearances between the two of them.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was looking very promising at the start of last season, wasn't it, before Joe got injured, didn't he, against Burnley away from home in December time. And, you know, it was frustrating, really, after that. He didn't get much game time, did he? And it would be nice if he could be injury-free, and Liverpool did have that, you know, that partnership could be set for many years to come. But, you know, we're in the lap of the gods, aren't we, really, in terms of injuries, because, you know, as I said then, he's 21 years of age, and he's already suffered three bad injuries in that time.
So we're not expecting too much more on the transfer front. We touched on this last week. There's been some links with, obviously, you know, the Liverpool second choice keeper, and maybe a link to Crystal Palace or Brighton. Will it be a case of trying to find another keeper, first of all?
I think by all accounts, it seems Mignolet is going to stay. I mean, he's a fantastic professional, and yeah, he's another one, a bit like Lovren, where you'd like to think we could get something better. But you've got to think about that Alisson's the number one. He's the main man, isn't he? And if Mignolet's happy enough to be around the squad, as I said, good professional, if he's there to be a number two, then that's fine. It's all on the player, really. If he goes into Klopp and says, look, I need more game time, then they'd probably allow him to go, and then we would have to dip into the market for another keeper. But as it stands, it seems like he's going to stay.
You didn't see any of the Copa America, did you, last night? Alisson involved in the penalty shootout. Firmino missing his penalty.
I've seen Alisson save, and I've got through now. I've reached the semi-final stage. I've been watching a little bit of the African Nations, to be honest. So the old Mane last night for Senegal, and obviously the other night it was Mo Salah for Egypt, and he scored a very good goal, and they won 2-0. So, yeah, it's just been flicking between the two mainly, but the Copa America's on so late, isn't it? So I haven't really seen much of it.
Too late for me, Jay. Pal, thank you very much. We'll talk next week.
All of that, Steve.
That's Jay on Fan Friday. Let's get to the blue side of things. And, of course, to talk about Richarlison's mumps, here's Mickey. Morning, Mickey.
Morning, Steve.
I don't recall a player contracting mumps at an international competition. Poor Richarlison. He's obviously not going to play again in that tournament, is he?
No, I know. It's not something that I say that usually here for.
footballers having it's usually something you'd get as a kid, isn't it, in school and that. But, I don't know whether that's a bad thing, mate. You know, from a personal point of view as an Evertonian, you want them to rest up and be ready to go for for the new season for me. So it's not completely a bad thing.
Of course you do. The headlines this week around Everton, a lot of them based around finally getting over the line in terms of that first summer signing. So so £22 million for Gomez, and everyone said it looks a good fee.
Oh, it's a steal, Steve. It's tried and tested. We obviously got him last year. He come through a bit of a bad time at Barcelona, but he hit the ground running for us. And as I say, it's just, after Marcel Brands, I think, deserves all the plaudits, because, as I say, in this day and age, £22 million is an absolute steal. When you look at prices now, I think I was reading an article saying that the lad from Leicester, the centre half from Leicester,
Harry Maguire,
yeah, £80 million. And you just think, this is the market. I know it's gone bonkers anyway. But when you're looking at £22 million for a Barcelona player, and I believe at one point he did have a £100 million release clause in his contract. So there's definitely a player in there. And as I say, a shrewd piece of business there by Everton and Marcel Brands.
I mean, often during the summer window, you can become a little bit agitated at the fact your club isn't doing much. If they do just end up signing Zuma and Gomez, how would you feel at that point? Two players who've been there last season. Should you not always aim to add to your squad?
Yeah, we should. And I think everyone knows that we need a striker. And that's probably, if we get Zuma in, which, for me as well, is just as much as a priority. But I think we really do need a striker. We don't know what's happening, obviously, with Chelsea at the moment. So that's something that, we'll have to sort of wait and see. But I think, Dominic Calvert-Lewin last year, who's done an absolutely amazing, he's coming on leaps and bounds. But, at the end of the day, he's going to be judged on goals as a striker. And, he struggles a little bit sometimes in front of goal. But I think that will come in time. But, if we're going to be challenging next year for the top six, we do need a striker. I know we've recently been linked with the lad from Espanyol, I think it's Inglis or something like that. But I know we're heavily linked with him. But, we'll just have to sort of trust in Marcel Brands, really, to go out there and try and get us the right man, which, is not always easy. And at the same time, we do have to offload a lot of players as well.
They're back in action back in training on Monday. Well, not all of them, of course. Some are at the African Cup of Nations, some at the Copa America. But there is a contingent back at Finch Farm on Monday. And then they head off to South Africa to play the Karabangi Sharks. Are you quite happy with the pre-season fixture list? It looks okay, doesn't it?
It looks okay, mate. Yeah, I think, the South Africa link is through Sports Pisa, which, I think we've done it last year as well. And it seemed to be quite successful. And then obviously they come back over to the UK with a little bit of a tour of Germany, which I know a lot of Evertonians are looking forward to. And then, a couple of local games as well. But, so, yeah, you don't want to be travelling. I personally don't think, you want to be travelling, halfway around the world. I think, you just want to try and keep it as close as possible. You don't want the lads to be, so suffering with jet lag or anything like that. So, they seem to have got it spot on this year.
Mickey, lovely to catch up again. We'll talk next week. Thank you, pal.
All the best, Steve.
The Kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.